Mexico says it's set to launch a new wave of crackdown on criminal groups, that is, in the wake of a surge in deadly violence. And the government said federal police forces will be deployed in many regions, including the resort town of Cancun. Now, more than 25,000 murders were recorded in Mexico in 2017, country's deadliest year. Only this weekend, 25 people were murdered, including 9 men who were executed at a party. Rival drug gangs in Latin American country have increasingly splintered into smaller, more violent groups after more than a decade of military-led campaign against them. Violence is a central issue ahead of July's presidential election. The recent polls show that President Enrique Peña Nieto's ruling party is trailing in third place. And now we're going to swing over to Mexico City. We're joined by Mr. Jose Cariano Figueras, columnist at El Heraldo de Mexico. Hello, sir. Thank you for joining us. And your thoughts, a lot of people say that this war on drugs, this new war on drugs, is long overdue. It should have happened long ago. But it seems like a lot of people would say that president is doing this because it's an election year.
Actually, I'm sorry to say, this is not a new drug war on drugs. It's the same old drug war on drugs, but just a new chapter. The point is here that, as you say, there is an election coming up. The violence has peaked, and the government finds itself in the need to use the army because they cannot trust the local police. So they have to go to the army and sending it to at least to the main areas of the country.
But a lot of people say, a lot of critics say, a lot of those areas, soldiers in the army are compromised by drug gangs. They're on the take.
For all we know, I mean, is there a chance? Yes. Is it possible? Yes. But the government doesn't have anything else to send. The police, the local police mainly, is compromised. That we know for sure. The army is somehow a lot less, it's in a different league. There is the possibility that there some of them are compromised, but the difference is that most of the police, local police in Mexico, in the country, is compromised already.
And I'm sure you know this, 25,000 for 1 year is just an astonishing figure. It's almost incomprehensible by you know, most standards. I want to ask you, are you optimistic that 2018 will be a better year on record after this new crackdown by the government on drug cartels and gangs?
No, you have to realize two things. Number one, the about 18 to 19,000 of those deaths were caused for violence among cartels, among delinquents, among delinquents. So it's a private war between them. The second part is that there is nobody that can arrange any kind of peace or any kind of anything. It's at this moment it's a free-for-all dispute between gangs for the control of territories or the control of routes of trafficking. So it is a very, I do not believe that there would be a very large or a very significant reduction in the number of, in the level of violence.
Mr. Jose Cariño Figueras, gracias, sir, for joining us on the program. Columnist at El Heraldo de Mexico, joining us out of Mexico City.